Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In January, the FBI seized 20 terabytes of hard drive from Jeffrey Feldman, a man accused of possessing underage pornography, but could only decrypt 20% of it. Until last week, a federal court judge had placed the burden on the defendant to decrypt the rest or face charges of contempt. Now, last week, his attorney successfully argued an emergency motion to extend that deadline. She claims that asking Feldman to decrypt files that would be used against him in the case is a violation of his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Declan McCullough is chief political correspondent and senior writer for CNET. He's been following this story and described for us the chain of events that the emergency motion stopped in its tracks.
What happened is that a previous court order had said you'd better decrypt these files by a deadline or go to prison on contempt of court charges. A more senior judge lifted the threat of contempt and jail time, at least temporarily, and said, I want to hear a little bit more about the case before something as serious as contempt is on the table.
Feldman's attorney, Robin Shello, argues against decryption by citing the Fifth Amendment. Now, please remind us of the principles behind it and how it might relate to digitally encrypted content.
The Fifth Amendment, of course, is the right to avoid self-incrimination. And that is the idea that you can't be compelled to speak against yourself. And if you choose not to take the stand, that's your constitutional right. What this means in a digital era is it's actually a little unclear. The Supreme Court has never ruled on it. And so we have a bunch of lower court decisions, but no national rule. I mean, we don't know what's on the hard drives. I mean, the police believe there might be child porn on there, but there might not. I mean, the fellow's innocent until proven guilty. But they want him to decrypt the hard drive. Now, that's different from disclose the passphrase. And this is kind of the legal hack that the Justice Department has come up with. They say, we're not asking you to tell us the passphrase. You can just go in the corner. There's a copy of your computer. Just type in the passphrase, and we won't look. It's kind of a battle of metaphors. Is a court order saying you must disclose your passphrase, is that more like fingerprints, blood samples, voice recordings, which you can be compelled to provide? Or is it more what lawyers call testimonial communications that reveal what's actually in your mind, and you have a right to remain silent in that case? The lawyers are fighting over metaphors, and I'm not really sure which one's going to win.
In a statement, Robin Shello, again the attorney for the accused Jeffrey Feldman, said that she would, quote, move heaven and earth, unquote, to make sure that child pornography does not eradicate the Fifth Amendment like the war on drugs eviscerated the Fourth. Is that a fair concern? I mean, are there civil liberty questions at stake here?
There are. I think most Americans would be kind of surprised to think that the Justice Department says you can be forced at gunpoint to decrypt your hard drive. I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but you're going to be put in jail at gunpoint if you don't do it. The defense counsel was also focused on the child porn charges. I mean, I think if you talk to defense attorneys who specialize in this area, they'll say, well, some charges levied by the FBI on, in terms of child porn don't actually involve child molestation. Now, there have been cases in which fully clothed minors, teenagers, have been photographed with their parents' permission for modeling catalogs, and the Justice Department thinks it's a little too lascivious. Then people have actually been convicted and sent to jail on that. And so I think that the statement the defense attorney made is saying, well, the war on child porn has gone too far, much like the war on drugs has gone too far.
The defendant, Jeffrey Feldman, is being charged with possessing child pornography. Now, whatever gray areas there are there, do you think the crime itself is going to work against upholding the principle of the Fifth Amendment in this case? I mean, would we be looking at this differently if it were embezzlement or some other kind of law at stake?
Well, I think the way the Justice Department works in these cases, and I've covered them for about 15 years, is that they try to find kind of the worst offenders and then set the precedent, because a judge is always going to be a little hesitant to say, well, let's throw out this evidence against the alleged child pornographer. I mean, I'm the parent of two kids under five. I kind of know the way a judge might feel in that case. On the other hand, if you set the rule for child pornographers, that rule is going to be used against any criminal defendant. So this is why you have groups like the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation In the past, advocacy groups and civil libertarians have filed amicus briefs or otherwise tried to get involved in these cases to uphold what they view as the traditional view of the Fifth Amendment. The right to remain silent means you have the right to remain silent.
Declan McCullough, Chief Political Correspondent, Senior Writer for CNET. I want to thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on.
We do have a link to Declan's reporting on this story and more on the Fifth Amendment's murky intersection with technology. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.